Let's try that again. Good morning and welcome to week 6 of the Florida League of Cities Monday morning call-ins. For those that are new to the call-in, hopefully you're all veterans at this point. But for those that are new, we start the call with each of the lobbyists discussing the key bills that they're watching and working on this week and where we need your help on the advocacy front. Once the lobbyists have shared their updates, we will open the call for questions. If you'd like to ask a question, at that point in time, you'll press *9 on your phone. As a reminder, this call is being recorded, and an email will go out today with a summary of the call, all of the bills that we talked about, as well as a link to the call's recording. Please note, it's not possible to cover every single bill that we're watching or working on during a 30-minute call. But if you go to the league's website, you will be able to see a comprehensive list under the Bill Summaries tab, which is hidden underneath the advocacy drop-down on our website. So, as I mentioned earlier, this is week 6, and week 6 is shaping up to be a busy one. We have lots of committees meeting this week after an abbreviated week last week. What's of note is that many of the appropriation subcommittees on the Senate side are meeting this week, and then looking ahead to week 7, those appropriation subcommittees on the Senate side also have time scheduled on the block calendar. That seems to be a little bit later than normal. And so all that means is that the longer committees meet, the longer more bills stay alive. Obviously, if a committee is no longer meeting, then it's much harder for that bill to move forward unless references get removed. And so with that as our high-level overview of where we stand entering week 6, I'm going to kick it to David Cruz to start us off.
Thank you, Casey, and good morning, everybody. Let me start off with a quick update on House Bill 401. That's the sovereign immunity bill that we have been following all session. If you recall, the bill is in the House Appropriations Committee. Last week, we had heard rumors that this bill might be up for consideration this week. The House Appropriations Committee will meet on Wednesday of this week. And so at this point, we are waiting to see the agendas come out at some point this afternoon by 4:30 p.m. And so if the sovereign immunity bill is on the agenda for the House Appropriations Committee meeting this Wednesday, please expect to see a legislative alert come out sometime this afternoon with more details on how we could use your help. But at this point, if you have not done so already, if you have a House member that you have a good relationship with that sits on the House Appropriations Committee, please let them know our concerns with House Bill 401 that would substantially increase sovereign immunity limits for all government entities in Florida. And with that, I just wanted to touch on one bill that was filed on Friday as a proposed committee bill, or PCB. The House Judiciary Committee has released what I would consider a very good bill for government entities in Florida dealing with the statute of limitations on negligence claims. Recently, House Bill 95 has passed and has already been signed into law that reformed a lot of tort laws specifically for negligence on the civil side against private entities. It reduced the statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. However, it did nothing for government entities that are sued under a different statute. This proposed committee bill would go ahead and address that and create some parity between the statute of limitations now. And so it would reduce the statute of limitations under current law from 3 years to 2 years. It would reduce the pre-suit notice that somebody would have to follow from 3 years down to 18 months. And then it would also shorten the amount of time the city would have to dispose of the pre-suit notice from 6 months down to 4 months. So this would have a substantial positive fiscal impact for government entities in Florida, and the League of Cities supports this bill, and we'll be happy to follow up once we know if a Senate counterpart is filed. But at this point, there's only a House version of this bill that's been introduced. With that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Jeff Branch.
Thanks, David. Good morning, everyone. Two bills I would like to share with you this morning. The first bill is up today at 2 p.m. It's PCB Com 3. Com is short for Commerce, P PCB Commerce 3, dealing with natural emergencies. So the high level of this bill would allow contractors to engage in contracting in cities following an emergency, following the declaration of a state of emergency. So they wouldn't have to register in your locale if you are in the areas where it's been declared. So they would be covered by their home county to be able, or city to be able to contract in your city for the duration of a state of emergency. It also makes available the local government emergency bridge program. It appropriates about $50 million available to local governments to 2038. It encourages local governments to create financial emergency plans. So currently, if you do have emergency director, or if you're covered by the county, you just have to include financial plans, which are already established emergency plans. And then finally, if you are within 100 miles of the landfall of Hurricane Nicole or Ian, you could not raise your building permit fees or do anything with your comp plans that's more restrictive for 2 years. That was sunset after October 1st, 2024. The backstory to this bill, following Hurricane Ian and Nicole, the Senate and had committee hearings, and so the league worked to sort of narrow this bill so that it was more encouraging local governments than it was adding a bunch of preemption. So that bill is up today in the House bill is up today in the Commerce Committee. The Senate bill has already passed its committees, and it's just awaiting floor action. The second bill that's up today is House Bill 1071. It's Infrastructure Strategies Committee, House Bill 1071 by Representative Duggan, dealing with drone delivery services. This bill originally preempted us from regulating the drone port or tower site, and working with both the House sponsor and the Senate sponsor and the stakeholders, we were able to pull back some of those preemptions. And so this is what allows local governments to do, allows us to enforce setback, landscaping, and we were able to narrow the height and square footage of the actual drone port. Cannot be higher than 36 feet, and it cannot be more than 1,500 square feet in size. So the House bill is up today. We will be supporting that bill. And then the Senate bill is awaiting floor action. The Senate bill is 1068 by Senator Collins. It will be heard on the floor in the Senate at 3 p.m. today. And with that, I will hand it over to Rebecca.
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning, everybody. I have good news. The House Bill 975 and Senate Bill 798 relating to solid waste are not on any committee agenda for the week. So no more movement on those bills. And the Municipal Utilities Bills 1380 and 1331 that would limit transfers to of enterprise funds to the general fund and cut those surcharges in half, those bills are also not on any agenda this week. So it's a great sign to not have any movement in week six for those bills, and it looks like we're in pretty good position for now. And with that, I'll turn it over to Tara. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca, and good morning, everyone. Well, I hate to take a turn from the good news to now give you the less than good news, but it's a big week on the financial disclosure front. Both of those bills will be up tomorrow at 2 p.m. The first one, looking at the House bill, which is House Bill 37 by Representative Roach. This is the bill that is changing the financial disclosure requirements for local elected officials from the Form 1 to the more intense Form 6 that requires the more detailed disclosure for local elected officials. There is a PCS, or a proposed committee substitute, filed to that bill that's pretty much matching it up with the Senate bill in its current posture. The most important change to note is this is removing the city managers from the House bill, and that provision has not been in the Senate bill for at least the last few weeks. So that will be up in the House State Affairs Committee, and we do oppose that bill. We are seeking an amendment to this bill that would place this requirement to new terms of office. You know, we do feel that it's not fair to change the rules of the road on current elected officials, and you should at least be able to finish out your term and then be able to decide if this is something that you choose to do and continue serving or you choose not to do. So that would, again, reflect these changes to new terms that take effect after January 1, 2024, and that amendment deadline is 6 p.m. today. Alternatively, Senate Bill 774, which is up on the Senate floor, so the full Senate, on second reading tomorrow at 2 p.m., by Senator Broder. We are again seeking that same amendment to the bill, and that deadline is 2 p.m. today. So 2 p.m. in the Senate, 6 p.m. in the House. And with that, I will kick it over to Charles.
Well, good morning, everybody. And up today at 2 o'clock in the Commerce Committee is House Bill 439 dealing with land use and development regulations by Representative McClain. For those of you keeping track at home, the Senate companion is Senate Bill 1604 by Senator Engolia. But again, we're talking about the House bill today, and we were pleasantly surprised to see an amendment was filed on Good Friday. The amendment does go quite a far way in helping us out with some of our concerns as it relates to this bill. It's fairly comprehensive in its nature, but just the good news on that, the definition sections we had been worried about has been removed. The criteria as it relates to urban sprawl has also been removed. The things we're still working on, though, there is a provision in the House bill that has to deal with special magistrate decisions. There is a line in the bill that says that the special magistrate or a local government can determine the public interest of a settlement agreement between between the parties. We do not feel a special magistrate is in the best posture to determine public interest, so we are asking that the special magistrate language be removed and that designation of public interest remain with the local government elected body. This bill also still continues to remove the language from current law dealing with planned unit development as it relates to the comprehensive plans. This is a very useful tool for local governments in terms of planning, so we're hoping to get that language restored back into this particular bill. This also moves the date of sunsetting design review boards and architectural review boards to January 2020. For those of you keeping score, that was amended back in 2021, so we're working on trying to get that date adjusted. And the inclusion of new and updated appropriate relevant data through the 10-year and 20-year planning periods has also been removed. We're hoping to have that data put ability to put that data back into your comprehensive plans during those 10-year and 20-year timeframes as a part of the work as we move forward. This bill has one more stop after today into state affairs, and so we will continue fighting the good fight to get these things adjusted to put this bill in a better posture. And with that, I'll kick it back over to Casey Cook.
Thank you, Charles. And now we will transition into the question and answer portion of the call. For those of you that would like to ask a question, you'll press star 9. And when it's your turn, please state your name and your city. While I'm waiting on our queue to fill up, I would like to say thank you to all the folks that came to Tallahassee last week. We had, I think, a tremendous showing of city officials up here advocating on behalf of local decision making around the state. And I think that is a big reason. Your engagement, your involvement has been a big reason for us, I think, having a successful session so far. It's important that we keep it up. With that, I see we have our first question.
Good morning, Jennifer Viscara from Sunny Isles. Just want to confirm the CCB Commerce 3, that is something we support?
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe that was the PCB relating to natural emergencies. Yeah. All right, next question.
Hey, Casey, this is Lana Pinellas Park. I have a question regarding the land use that you guys just talked about. So good news on all that being removed. But regarding the special magistrate, is it for local governments or is it still just the special magistrate?
It is. Continue to be both special magistrate or the elected body of the local government. And as I had just mentioned, we don't feel that the special magistrate needs to be in the posture of determining public interest. We would like to have the special magistrate removed from that sentence to have it as the local government particularly the elected body, determines what's in the public interest as it relates to these land use dispute resolutions.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lana. Good question.
Yeah, this is Fred Forbes, Benita Springs. I got on just a little late. Was there any discussion about Esposito's bill on residential building permits and 24 hours and all that stuff?
Vice Mayor Forbes, this is Jeff Branch. As of now, that bill is not moving more than just its first committee stop. That was 2 or 3 weeks ago. And so we say at this time of the session, it's mostly dead.
That's good. But it'll come back in a year, probably. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, it's Commissioner Stewart from Orlando. David Cruz, you mentioned the PCB on statute of limitations. Is there a particular address of that bill? Can you give me some more details as to how to address it?
Yes, absolutely. So it is. Right now, it's just numbered as JDC3, and it's a PCB by the House Judiciary Committee. It was filed on Friday.
And so what will happen from a process standpoint is that PCB gets introduced in the committee. The committee votes up or down whether or not to introduce it. I'm guessing that the committee will introduce it. At that point, it will be assigned a bill number. And then we will have an actual bill number, and shortly thereafter, committee references. If I had to guess, there would probably be one additional committee reference after it's introduced as a PCB, and then we'll have a number to refer to. But for now, it's the non-traditional bill number, I'll say.
All right, thank you.
Good morning, everybody. This is Willie Puz with the Solid Waste Authority of Palm Beach County. Great update so far. You all have done an incredible job. And I'm just following to see if there's any concern with House Bill 1361. It's the organic materials products. And the companion bill is Senate Bill 1472. I think 1361 is on committee for tomorrow. Thanks.
Good morning, Willie. This is Rebecca. Those bills that you asked about have been amended at our request. And the language that we were originally concerned about impacting local government solid waste services, that language is no longer in the bill.
Okay, maybe I'll call you offline just to confirm something, but I appreciate your update. Thank you, Rebecca.
Perfect.
Next question. Going once. Next question.
Hi, I'm sorry, I was on mute. This is Sherry Simmons from the City of DeBary. Just looking for an update on House Bill 405, if anyone has that.
Yeah, the update is that no news is good news. And so that is the partisan local elections bill. That bill does not have a Senate companion. It has not been heard in its first committee in the House. That committee is most likely not meeting again. And so we'll throw that in the mostly dead category. You always say mostly dead because nothing's really dead until that hanky drops on day 60. But we're sitting in good shape on that committee right now.
Thank you.
Or on that bill.
Yes, John Turing at Dunedin. Senate Bill 774 sounds like it's mostly alive for elected officials. Is that correct?
I think that's it's very much alive. And so, you know, as we've been saying all along on this bill is a priority of the Commission on Ethics. It's been around now for the last 8 years. The Senate version only received two committee references. The House version has moved quickly as well. And so if we're to make a difference on those, it's going to be up to the elected officials that are concerned with that bill to call their either senator or House members and encourage at a minimum to kick that effective date out until new terms are starting. It's unfair to change the rules mid-game on city commissioners and mayors around the state. And so that is the update on the financial disclosure bills, and we will keep you posted if there is any new news to report. The only other thing I would add is that Senator Ed Hooper has filed an amendment also applying the comprehensive financial disclosure to the Commission on Ethics. So that is a current pending amendment on the Senate bill, which will be on second reading tomorrow. Second reading from a process standpoint is where they contemplate amendments and they ask questions on the bill. It then rolls to third reading and then there is debate on the bill and a final vote. So for that Senate bill, you're looking at a vote on the bill itself on Wednesday. But the vote on any potential amendments would happen tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, this is Sandra Welch, Coconut Creek. So you were just discussing the Senate piece, but the House Bill 37, was that the financial disclosures that you were just, the gentleman just now asked about?
Correct.
Okay. Well, more to come, but thank you. Thank you everyone for all that you do. I very rarely pipe in, but I so appreciate what all you've done, and your call outs are helpful in knowing when we need to deluge all of them with our opposition.
Thank you for saying that. Yes, ma'am. All right. I see we have one final question in the queue.
Hi, Jennifer Viscara from Sunny Isles Beach again. What about the building permit bills? Are they moving?
Good morning. This is Jeff here. On the Senate side, I think it's Senate Bill 346. That bill is not moving. The initial committee stops are not meeting, and so essentially that bill is mostly dead. And on the House side, House Bill 671 by Representative Esposito had one committee hearing stop, and we don't believe that bill will move any further, but again, it's mostly dead.
Yep, stranger things have happened in the process, but we feel good about that bill. You guys have been tremendous in reaching out and explaining some of the difficulties in implementing those proposed changes. And so we sit in a good spot, but we will be the first to let you know if anything crazy happens here as we get into the second half of session. We'll send out any alerts if that bill goes from mostly dead to potentially alive. So seeing no more questions in the queue, I appreciate all of you for tuning in today. That concludes the week 6 phone call. We'll see you bright and early next Monday morning for the week 7 version. Have a good week.